just to pause for 1 second before we go weiter in this very, very short Amud, and that is that, so the Gemara mentions that if you have 10 people that are reading from a Sefer Torah, HaGadol Shebehem Goyal Sefer Torah, you should give the Galila to the person that's the most chashav. So Rashi says that the Lashon of the Gemara is Asara Shekaro. Asara Shekaro? You don't have 10 people that read from a Sefer Torah. How many people read from a Sefer Torah? 7 people read from a Sefer Torah. There were 7 people that were Oilu Torah. Today, 1 person reads from a Sefer Torah. But back then, it was 10 people that read from a Sefer Torah. So Rashi says, what does it mean Asara Shekaro? Shenesfu, meaning 10 people got together. Vikaru Hagimo, if it's Monday, Thursday, or it's a Taina Tzibur, or it's Shabbos Mincha. So 3 people read. Oy HaZayin, or 7 if it's Shabbos. Kichay Kayayim, depending on what the day is, depending on how many people are supposed to be Oilu Torah. How many people are supposed to read from the Sefer Torah? But Rashi says that the word Asara Shekaru is a misnomer. It sounds like 10 people are reading from the Sefer Torah. There's no such metzias unless they made Hoysophis. But why would we be talking about that? So Asara Shekaru is not the way it is. And then Rashi adds, so why then did the Gemara say Asara Shekaru? Being that you never have Kriyas HaTorah if you have less than 10 people. Why? Because Kriyas HaTorah is a Dava Shepikdusha, the ain't Dava Shepikdusha Pachas Me'asara. So it's for that reason, not Kat Yud Shekaru B'Torah. That's why we mentioned 10. But it doesn't mean 10 people that read from the Sefer Torah, but rather what it means is 3 people, or 7 people, or sometimes 4, and 5, and 6, K'chay Kayayim, depending on what day it is, how many people are supposed to be Oilu L'Torah. But again, Rashi is muching with the Lashon Asara Shekaru. It's not 10 people that are reading. It's 10 people that are present, and from the 10 people, you have people that are Kayarim. But what came to mind was the Chakira that we spoke about a few times when we went through some of the raid and some of the sugyas related to Kriyas HaTorah, and that is, when the Baal Kayra lanes, is it as if everybody's laning? Only one person's laning. No, but everybody's listening. And by them listening, it's as if they're laning through Shemeya Ka'ina. Or when there's a Balkari that's laning, it's only the Balkari that's laning. And everybody else is being Yoitza, not Shemeya Ka'ina, but Shemeya Kishemeya. That's the Chakira that Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank talks about, and Rav Moshe and the Igris Moshe. We said maybe there's a chiluk between the Kriyas HaTorah of the entire year and the Kriyas HaTorah of the Dalot Parashis. But if you would say that Kriyas HaTorah works, Midin Shemeya Ka'ina, like that Sad Mechudeshes that Rav Tzvi Pesach brings from one of the Rishonim, the Ravan, then it's very Gishmak, the Lashon, Asara Shekaru. It's really 10 people that are reading from the Sefer Torah. What do you mean? Only one person, or 3 people, or 4, or 5, or 6, or 7. Yeah, but everybody else is as if they're laning based on the Shemei Ka'ina. So it's taken not just Asara that are there. It's really Asara Shekaru. That's how Shemei Ka'ina works. That every person that's there, it's the equivalent as if he actually did it. So it could be the Lashon HaGemara of Asara Shekaru would be a little bit more Gishmak, maybe from the fact that Rashi was Matchik a little bit to explain Asara Shekaru. So that's a Raya that Rashi didn't learn like that, Sad Mechudesh, but either way, just a Ha'ara.